Blog Talk Radio.
To the Real Talk for Real People show. May I express myself? This is Yam Supa Reef. Okay, thank you. I certainly will. I know you heard about the brother down there in Georgia was accosted by, I was told, two white men, and then it was three white men, a father and two sons. He was simply jogging in the neighborhood. But see, here's where we lie to ourselves, and I'm going to dispel that lie for you. I'm going to show you that we're slaves. Some of you lie to yourselves and to each other because they've told you this lie so much. And you have what Cartier calls Stockholm syndrome and selective amnesia. They have induced you into a selective amnesia, and thus you have a Stockholm syndrome to boot. And you think you're free, but the reality shows that you're not free. Case in point, when they found out this coronavirus, Ms. Rona, was hurting us much more than them. Oh, hell, let's go back to work. Ain't no big problem. ain't no problem at all. Get back on the job. Hit the clock. Put the canary back in the mine. And also in regards to this brother, one of our dear brothers in Georgia, minding his own business. We're looking for no trouble. Just doing a morning jog. And they felt because they had a right. And that's what slaves and slave catchers do. They feel they have a right to approach us. Yes. They feel, what are you doing running in the neighborhood? Billy Bob, Billy Joe, get the guns. We got a right to stop him because he ain't nothing but a damn slave. And so thus they tried to approach this brother who was had the foolish idea that he wasn't a slave. And he had a right to run any way he wanted to run. No, he did not have a right to run any way he wanted to run. He was running in the slave catcher's neighborhood. And the slave catchers thought they had a right, an imminent right to stop this threat. They found there's an imminent threat. And that's what they said. It came out of their mouths. They said, well, there were some break-ins in the house, and he looked like one. What you mean he looked like? Well, that's what all damn slaves look like. Look like he's trying to break into something. And so we wanted to question him like they were the authorized officers of the law, which in fact they were. Some of us don't seem to understand. All white folks are authorized officers of the law. And if you resist, they can kill you. Take, for instance, Trayvon Martin. Going to the store to get iced tea and a bag of Skittles. Going home where his parents live. Now, Mr. Zimmerman did not live in that complex, but he felt he had a right to stop Trayvon Martin. Thus, Trayvon Martin end up dead. Thus, our poor brother in Georgia end up dead, shot twice. And then they are wondering to put this information before the grand jury. Had it been you, you slave, had it been me slave, it would have been no question. So let me dispel that notion for you, that you're free. In this country, you would never be free. It is just an illusion of freedom. And they can take that freedom away from you whenever they get ready. And any authorized person, and you know what I mean by authorized, have a right to shoot you down if you resist. One more thing, a sad story. There was a young 26-year-old brother from Memphis, Tennessee, was staying up in Milwaukee. His fiance or wife or whatnot, they had two children, two girls, 4 and 5. And they had a young baby boy whom had died, was 21 months. The young woman, because she felt overcome by the baby's death, didn't want to see the father. And I can understand. I wouldn't have been mad at my baby's mama if she didn't want to see me, because I probably wouldn't want to see her under those circumstances. The baby died. She looking like him. I'm looking like him. I wouldn't have had no problem. But when you are a grown boy slash monster, and you have been trained to be a grown boy slash monster, you only act in those accord. You know no other way out, because you don't study the Most High word. That's the sad thing about it. Then you have some course of action to take. But you lean to your own understanding. So he got home and got into it, and the neighbors heard it. Why didn't they call the popo? They heard the woman said, please, Don't kill me. Don't kill me. And she'd run out the house. He dragged her back in, and he said he strangled her. You know. Then he loved his children so much he didn't want his little 4 and 5 year old to be without their mama. The same lame ass excuse that he choked them out too. He strangled them to death. Then he ran back, real tough guy, to Memphis, Tennessee. Now, if you were such a tough guy, why'd you wait on the police when they got there? Why'd you try to take the bodies and go to your old apartment? Then you try to dismember the woman's body. Then you shake it behind, got shaky because you got queasy. You didn't like that. So you piled all these, your family members together on top of 2 mattresses. And the mattress wouldn't burn them up quick enough. So you went, decided to go down the stove, get you some gasoline, and burn up your whole damn family. I love us, but I hate what we do to each other because we don't know what to do. We're totally confused about everything. We have no instructions, and if we did have any instructions, we're too stiff-necked and stubborn to follow them. A sad note, and may the Most High bless this woman and her 2 young ones. For that young man, what is poetic justice? No, don't lock him up. No, that wouldn't be right. Don't lock him up. Give him a fighting chance. Call all her family members together, the male family members. Let them arm themselves. Give him a starting chance. Give him a chance to get from point A to point B. That's what we used to do. We give you a fighting chance. But if we catch you before you get to point B, you better give your heart to the Most High, because your ass is ours. That's poetic justice. You're listening to the real talk. And see, we got to put aside all this nonsense. These guys putting their hand on our women folk. These guys killing our women folk. These guys mistreating, abusing, dominating our women. And we sit back and don't say a crying word. Talking about, oh, I love this nation. Oh, I love this nation so much. And then you won't open your mouth about anything. But I'm wondering, what was the people when the woman was screaming, hey, don't kill me, please don't kill me. When we live in our community, those things go on and we be right within earshot, won't do a damn thing. I'm about sick of us. You need to man up and woman up and stand in the gaps. I don't want to be involved. I heard her, but I thought somebody else was going to call the police. I just didn't want to be involved. Come on, man. Y'all need to stop it. Y'all need to really stop it. Truth be told. That being said, listeners, welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. I'm going to read about what happened to an army of people that came together against us in chapter 39. Now, we didn't have to get no bow and arrows. We didn't have to get any slain shots. We didn't have to get our rusty 38s. No, we didn't have to do anything. I know some people subscribe to that. I know some of us subscribe to that nonsense that we're going to do it on our own. Not. No, I don't think so. As Ima Hadura said, huh? I don't read that nowhere in here. So when we read this chapter, of chapter 39 of Ezekiel, you're going to find this out too. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm telling you what the Most High says in this regard. So put aside those puny born arrows that you're making, those slingshots that you try to be King David with, and also those rusty 38s that you have no ammunition for, and you can't make any because you don't have any armaments anyway. Let the Most High do his work and let you do yours. And that's trying to get yourself together so we don't have problems like brothers and sisters whom they'll realize they're slaves in other people's country and they can't do what they want to do when they want to do because they may end up while jogging shot on the street because they're lying to themselves and or each other. Or in regards to the young man that took it upon himself, thought he had the right to kill this woman, her 4 and 5 year old, then burn the bodies and skedaddle like a high-powered coward he was down to Memphis, Tennessee. And you know what the crying part about that, what that man said about his own offspring, the 4 and 5 year old? Well, his defense was, Now, he didn't have a defense for the mother. But his defense, I guess, to get out of the triple murder charge. Well, I bought him in this world. I had a right to take him out because I didn't want him upset and discombobulated because I killed their mama. And that's why I killed him, because I brought him in the world and I thought I got a right to take him out of here. Man, is you crazy? See, that's why these studies are very important to us. We don't study these things for a warm, fuzzy feeling. We study these things to get some get right, because some of us need some get right. We're doing whatever we want, however we want, whenever we want, and think it would suffice. Oh, no. Huh? As Imar Dora said, that ain't going to work. Oh, it's true. So get your books out. Well, I get upset, man, when I hear about children losing their lives and women losing their lives over some nonsense, over some monster slash grown boys, and over us who lie to themselves and to each other and don't realize we're just slaves and that we can't resist in someone else's land. And we may end up dead, just like Trayvon Martin, the young brother in Georgia. That's why these studies are very important. Your life may depend upon them. It's true. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 39. Mr. McGark, this eminent leader who is coming to us in a day to come to destroy us. God's Mr. Magog, Gog and Mr. Magog, his army and his alliances. Shall I begin reading, listeners? May the Most High bless you. And you, son of man. Who is son of man? Ezekiel. Prophesies against Gog, this imminent leader, and say, thus saith the Elohim Yah, behold, I am against you, O Gog. I got something for you. The prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around and lead you on. I'm going to put you in a spinning top. Remember that song, You Got Me Going in Circles? Well, the Most High said, I'm going to put you in some circles. And bring you, but I'm going to bring you against us. That's what I want you to do. I'm going to bring you against the mountain of Israel. Because it's show and tell. It's show and tell day. I'm going to show these folks something. And you is the main stage, main prop on the stage, Mr. Gog. And you don't even know it yet. And he says to Mr. Gog, I will bring you against the mountain of Israel. Then I will knock the bow out of your hand. Ooh-wee. See, that's why you don't need those or rusty little bow and arrows you're trying to make, or those slingshots, or those little rusty 38s that you got, you know, that you ain't got no armaments for, and you ain't got no factory to make no bullets anyway. See, some of you brothers and sisters that subscribe to that nonsense, he don't need you. He told Mr. God, I'm going to let you keep your confidence up. I'm going to let you feel that you can just tang them up. And then when you get there, I'm going to knock it out your hand. See, he didn't say you. He didn't say me. He don't need us for that. He just need us to get some get right. Let me do the rest. See, y'all worried about the wrong thing. Let me handle that. And so he tells Mr. God, I will knock the bow out of your left hand and cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountain of Israel, you and your troops, and the people who are with you to the other nations. I will give you to the birds of prey, vultures and whatnot, every sort of beast, hyenas and whatnot. We talked about hyenas yesterday. And the fields will be devoured, and any other predator that devours dead bodies. You shall fall on the open field, for I have spoken, said the Elohim Yah. I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in secrecy and security in the coastline. Then I will send fire on your country, wherever you hail from. I'm going to set fire on your country and those who live in security in the coastland. Then they shall know that I am the Elohim. Not only am I going to get you here, I'm going to take care of your folks back home. So I will make my holy name known. The reason why I'm doing this, I ain't doing it for my children. I love them, but their fingers are broken. I'm the one cleaning them up. But I'm doing this because of my name, known in the midst of my people, whom you've come against. I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. They used to do it, but there ain't no more of that. Ain't no more second chance, the third, fourth, and fifth. Then the nation shall know that I am the Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. I'm doing this because of me. And you know, David used to often pray, you know, Most High, restore my soul for your name's sake. Not because I'm something special. That's humility. You got to have that. And it says, going back to the reading, I am the Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. Surely it is coming, and it shall be done, says the Elohim, Yah. This is the day which I have spoken. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set on fire and burn the weapons. They're going to burn y'all. They ain't got to come out there with them slingshots. Them old bow and arrows they trying to make. And them old rusty 38s. And them old crooked shotgun can't even shoot straight. And their pistol with the one bullet. I ain't asked them to do that. I just told them, come on outside. When I take care of business, y'all burn up all these weapons. See, that's the beauty. See, do your part. Don't do the Most High part because you can't do nothing. You ain't got nothing to do it with if you wanted to. Those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and arrows, the javelins, maybe the javelin missiles, the javelins, the spears, and they will not take wood from the field nor cut down any from the forest, because they will make fires with the weapons, and they will plunder those who plundered them and pillage those who pillaged them, says the Elohim. Yeah. See, these folk going to bring enough gear with them that my people ain't got to go in the woods chop wood no more. They're going to use all your gear for fires to make their fires for 7 years. That's how many it's going to be here, y'all. But my folks ain't got to go and chop wood no more, none of that. All y'all gear that y'all got, they're going to use that for 7 years because a whole bunch of y'all coming. And they going to plunder y'all while you're laying there. Take everything you got, because you used to plunder them. Just like that jogger in Georgia. Just like Trayvon Martin. Just like Mike Brown. And just like John Crawford, Beaver Creek, Ohio. And just like Sandra Bland. And a whole lot more, and the list goes on. Yeah, you used to plunder them and pillage them. You used to terrorize them. But see, I'm going to take care of you, then they're going to get all your stuff. Okay? It will come to pass in that day that I will give God, mighty special leader, a burial place. They're in Israel. They're going to bury you in Israel. No, you won't be going back home. They're going to have a special burial spot for you. And the valley of those who pass by the east of the sea, it will obstruct travelers, because they will bury God and all his motives. They're going to bury you and all your troops. Therefore, they will call the place where they're going to bury you the valley of Hamon God. For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying y'all in order to cleanse the land. It's going to be so many of y'all, it's going to take 7 months for them to bury all y'all. Indeed, all the people of the land will be buried, and they will gain renown for it on that day. I am glorified. They will gain renown for burying you. At least they were decent enough to bury y'all. they should gain renown because at least they buried you. They didn't let you just stay out in an open field. It took them 6 or 7 months after I put my hand on them, after I laid hands on them, so like them folks in the church said, let me lay hands on you. When the Most High laid hands on you, you really know that he laid hands on you. And he laid hands on these people. And it took us 7 months to bury Gog, Mr. Magog, his special leader. Indeed, all the people of the land would be bearing, and they will gain renown, for on that day that I am glorified, not us, says the Elohim Yah. They will set apart men, readily employed, with the help of a search party. Not only, see, they will set aside men to look out. I mean, yeah, some of y'all will be running, trying to get away from me and whatnot. And so they're going to have to send out search parties to find the bodies. Y'all will be scattered all over. So they're going to have to send out search parties to look for y'all. They will set aside men regularly employed by us with the help of a search party to pass through the land, bury those bodies remaining on the ground in order to cleanse. So we got to clean our ground because y'all dirty bodies laying on the ground. So we got to find y'all, get y'all dirty behind, put y'all in the grave in order to cleanse the land. So at the end of 7 months, they will make a search. The search party will pass through the land, and when anyone sees a man's bones, we got to even put your bones in the grave. They will set a mark. Here's a set right here. Till the burials have buried it. So we got to come and bury your bones. And you got to take your bones to the body of Haman. At least we was nice enough to do that. The body of Haman Gog. The name of the city shall also be Hamona, which they, thus they shall cleanse the land by burying y'all, getting y'all dirty bones off the land. Here's the triumphant festival for the vultures and the hyenas and whatnot feasting upon you. Okay? As I said for you, son of man, who is son of man? Ezekiel. Thus said the Elohim Yah, speak to it. Now, that ain't us. He said, speak to every sort of bird and to every beast of the field. That's vultures, hyenas, all kind of beasts that feast on flesh, dead flesh. And don't make no difference if it's animal or human. They feast upon it. He said to them, just the Elohim Yah, speak to every sort of bird, vultures and hyenas and whatnot, to every beast of the field. And he says, assemble yourselves and come. Come on now. We got a big feast for you. Gather together from all sides to my sacrificial meal. We got something for y'all to eat on, Mr. Gog and Magog and his nation that followed him, which I'm giving to you. I'm sacrificing for you. A great sacrificial meal in the mountains of Israel. Come on, eat. Eat and be happy. You may eat flesh and drink blood of Mr. Gog and Magog and the nations that follow him. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs, of goats and bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. Because you know he ain't talking about us, because we don't supposed to eat blood and eat fat. You shall eat fat till you full and drink blood till you drunk. At my sacrificial meal for y'all, which I'm sacrificing for you animals, you vultures and you hyenas and you other animals that eat human flesh or either any flesh or dead flesh, don't make no never mind. You shall be filled at my table with horses and riders, with mighty men, with men of war, says the Elohim Yah. It's very important. And here's the beauty of our restoration. The other, but you know, we're going to go into the next chapter starting tomorrow, the new city and new temple. A lot of y'all, by those readings that we're about to come upon in chapter 40 throughout, may find this redundant and boring. But this is very specific because the Most High deals in specifics and details. And so this is in reference to no place called heaven. I know a lot of you have been told that fable, that myth, that there is a place called heaven. In our reading, we have found no such place, but we have found detail about the temple, detail about the details of the temple, details about the princes and the kings and the land, how they should act and comport themselves, but we found no reference to heaven. So these chapters that we're about to come upon shows you, you've been lied to. I know you shocked. I know you shook up. But you've been lied to. And stop lying to yourselves and each other. Okay? is not working for you. It's not cute. Okay? So continue on in conclusion of chapter 39. Us being restored to the land, because the land is vital to the Most High. And we need land. That's why we can't jog in nobody else's land, because we end up shot down in the streets. We end up shot down in apartments. We end up pulled over just like Sandra Bland and taken to jail, and 3 days later she's hung in the jail cell. That's what they say. And then we end up shot in Walmart, in the case of John Crawford in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and the list going on. Remember Emmett Till in Money, Mississippi, just for whistling at a white woman. So when you're in someone else's land, you're under their auspices. And for all intents and purposes, let me be honest with you, you're nothing but a slave. They may tell you free because they have that right and latitude to tell you that you're free. But the truth of the matter, you're not. And you can't do what you want to, when you want to, and you better be very careful when you run your mouth off. Okay? I'm just looking out for you. I love my people. I just hate what they do to themselves. Don't you? Let me conclude this chapter. May the Most High bless you. Our restoration. I will set my glory. Whose glory? Our Father, Abba, Yah. I will set my glory among the nations. All nations shall see my judgment, which I have executed. And he didn't need us. He didn't say us. And my hand, which I have laid on, what I tell you about the Most High, laying hands on you, laying on them, so the house of Israel may know. So y'all may know too. I may know too. I don't need you to do nothing. But what I tell you to do, when I tell you to do it, how I tell you to do it, that's why I'm finna give you all those dimensions over there in the next chapter. I don't need you doing no thinking. I don't need you getting no AK-47s. I don't need you getting no rusty 38s that you ain't got no bullets for. I don't need you getting no raggedy bow and arrows. I don't need you getting no spears and try to be spear chuckers. I just need you to do what I tell you to do it, when I tell you to do it, how I tell you to do it, then we ain't got no problem. See, you got to understand this. You got to have a humble mind to understand this. He don't need your help. And he's going to show other nations, I don't need their help. I just love them. I hate what they do, just like I do. I love them. I hate what we do. And he goes on to explain. My hand, which I have laid on them, the enemies, so the house of Israel shall know that I am their Elohim. And their Yah, from that day forth, they ain't got to worry about a thing. And hold on. The Gentile shall know that the house of Israel went into captive. They already know that. For their iniquity. Because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. That's why they were locked up for 40 years and a day. And universally speaking, America, Australia, wherever they dispersed to, they universally dispersed. Ain't no spot they ain't at. Okay? And everybody gonna know it. They went into captivity for their iniquity, because they were unfaithful to me, not because y'all supreme, not because y'all something special. I let y'all be who y'all are over them. And the reason why I let y'all do what y'all want to do over them, not because y'all were supreme by virtue of your skin hue, but because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hands of their enemy. And yes, they are your enemies. And they all fell by the sword, your enemies. No. They all fell by the sword. And they all fell. That's a conjunction. And they all fell by the sword. That's us. That's us. Yeah. And some of us still falling by the sword. And they fell by the sword according to what? Our uncleanness, according to our transgressions. I have dealt with them and hid my face from them. Here's the beautiful picture, the end result. Therefore, says the Elohim Yah, now I will bring back the captives of Jacob, and I will have mercy on the house. No, not some of them, not part of them, but the whole house of Israel. Those that got some got right. And I will be jealous for my holy name, because I did it in my name. After they have been born their shame and all their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me, when they dwell safely in their what? Heaven? No. In their own land. We are connected to the land, and the land is connected to us. And no one made them afraid. Then I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them out of their enemies' lands. This is not you are enemy combatant. Yes, you are enemy combatant. You are taken into captivity. You can't run where you want to run. You can't say what you want to say. And you can't do what you want to do. And some of you are crying right now. Hey, man, you see how they treat us, man? They don't treat us right. They talking about social distancing. They was up there in Michigan, and they were marching in the Capitol. And then they ain't do nothing to them. But, man, you see they put their brother on the ground and had the knee on the head like that. Man, you know that ain't right. Hell, man, you know what ain't right. You lying to yourself. That ain't right. They ain't got no obligation to you. You got an obligation to yourself. Around there think you can do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. That ain't right. Truth be told. And may the Most High will and I shall conclude this chapter. When I brought them back from the peoples, the other nations, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and I am harlot in them, in the sight of many nations, they will see all this, ain't going to be no secret. Then shall they know that I am the Elohim, their Yah, their Abba, who sent them into captivity among the nations in those slaves, both buck naked and human feces, packed up like sardines. I'm the one did y'all like that. Stop blaming your enemies. Your enemies ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to blame yourself. And I'm the one. You want to blame anybody? Blame me. Stop pointing fingers at people. You to call your own problem. And blame me for sitting you in the captivity like that. I'm crying. Oh, they packed us in them ship like that. Oh, they dirty. Well, we know they're dirty, but was you dirty? Were you the cause of you being packed in them ships? All right, then. Think about it. And in conclusion, who sent them into captivity among the nations? But also, I brought you back to their land. I didn't read nothing about no heaven. And left none of them captives any longer. I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Elohim Yah. I will make them who they are to become. They ain't got to do no thinking. They ain't got to do no leaning to their understanding. That's why these chapters that we're about to read, the Most High is specific. He wants you to specifically learn how to humble yourself and follow instructions. You ain't got to do no more. See, you doing too much already. Study, study, study. And at the end of the day, most study. Humility, humility, humility. And at the end of the day, more humility. Follow instructions, follow instructions, follow instructions. At the end of the day, follow instructions. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Suf Arif. I'm going to bring my brother on, Cartrell from New York City, and lovely Imar Dora from St. Louis, Missouri. But before I do that, we're going to take a station break. Go get you some jungle juice, some Kool-Aid, some tea, some water. I'm going to take a sip of water and whatnot. This short little song. And we're going to get right back And we're going to get right back with it. Okay, we'll be back. You're listening to Real Talk for Real People. Okay, enjoy the song. I'll be back. Shalom.
I wonder where these roads would lead you. The tundra's near. These rains might meet you in agony. You're left behind. All that you are is one big scar. The tragedy behind the blinds. All that there was a cover now with songs and songs. With songs and songs. Nothing can separate me from your love. Nothing will separate me from your love. Nothing will separate me from your love. No heights, no depth, no demons, no angels. No heights, no depth, no demons, no angels. You saw them kill. Lord, shut murder. You heard them scream. Death to dark to cover. Of your eyes, the hate disturbed them in this slumber. As they toss and turn, they will remember their vengeance belongs to God. Yes, no doubt, I fear for you. But with my mouth, I speak. Nothing can separate me from your love. Nothing will separate me from your love. Nothing will separate me from your love. No heights, no depth, no demons, no angels. No heights, no depth, no demons, no angels.
And we shall find that out now, won't we? You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yamsuf Arif. May the Most High bless you, listeners. May the Most High direct and order your steps, that you lean not to your own understanding, and you learn to obey and follow rules, and be humble in doing so. Let me bring my friend and brother on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Yamsuf Ari, my brother, may the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend.
Yeah, man, another powerful chapter. We called Isaiah the eagle-eyed prophet, but Ezekiel got some jewels too, man.
Man, what you said? Man, what you said? I mean, God, Mr. Magog, man. You in for some heartbreak hotel.
Lord have mercy. And we know this is a future prophecy. This has not happened yet.
Truth be told.
Wasn't no 7 months of burying Gog Magog. It wasn't no feast on the mountains of Yah. This is what's to come. And Gog Magog, they in the land now. You know, the Russians, the French, the English, the Americans, everybody, me brother, is in that
Australia.
Middle East land right now.
Canadians.
You know that my brother Yirmiyahu had the same type of incident while jogging.
You lying. You talking about in his new spot? In his new spot where he at now?
No. When he was a young man trying to get himself together and make the NFL. Yeah.
Right.
He went about jogging and somebody called the police. Police showed up. And they tased him with like 5 tasers that would kill any mortal man.
he's a mighty man.
He survived it, huh?
But look at what happened to me and my friends. We had walked through a white neighborhood. I guess we were around about 14, 15 years old. We had walked through a white neighborhood. And I guess we was almost home. We was on the wrong side of the track. It actually was a railroad track. And the train was No, was a train cross? No, the train. And some white boys, football players, you know, big old boys, about to carload them, say, "Hey, niggers." And, you know, we were tough little kids. And one of our friends said, "Your mama a nigger." what they say that for? So me, I'm looking out for the team, my brother, and four or five of my friends. So we ran back through this backyard. And my mind always, man, under stress. My mind always, like, it's just slow motion. It thinks of everything at one time. So I pushed the garbage can up next to the fence, which was next to the railroad track. And I helped my friends and my brother get across the fence. And I was the last one. And I had a long trench coat on. And I was over the fence. And the trench coat was on the other side. And so someone had snatched me. So they had me by the trench coat. It just seemed like I was a magician. I unbuttoned the trench coat and came out of it. I was gone. Truth be told, brother. Truth be told. And that was in the 60s. I think it was about 1969.
Yeah, man. I know that South was crazy. But at least let you know that they don't like you. Up here, they smile on your face and stab you in the back. That's how they do it up north. You know, they act like they're your friends, but they stab you in the back. But,
You know, I lived in Chicago on the west side of Kenmore and Foster for several years. I know how they do it.
But there is a heaven, bro. Yes. We just ain't get the invitation. The Most High wants to dwell with us on earth, but he didn't give us no invitation into heaven. So.
Oh, yeah, there is a heaven, but he invited us.
He created the heaven and the earth. And anybody thinking they're going to get there, let me see your invitation. Because I don't think it's there. Most High, he wants to dwell with Israel on earth. He's trying to straighten other nations out because they serve idols. They serve the works of their own hand. They don't know Yah. And this is why Yah turned his back on us, because we shame his name because he introduced himself to us. Yet, we serving the gods of other people. And that makes Yah jealous, which is why he body slammed us. And he put us in the hand of our enemies. They say, "You free. Free to do what?" They don't even tell you who you are.
You're free to be a good slave,
right?
And mind the rules.
And like you said, they want to throw us out there. We the canary in the mine.
Truth be told,
we make the economy go Babylon rich, because we are the blessing unto the other nation. But in the midst of a coronavirus, we killing each other. Brother putting his hand on a sister and his own children.
Come on, man! How you doing like that?
In our country, we had the law that we observe. And in the law of Moses and the Torah that Israelites be talking about so much, if you kill somebody in my family, somebody in my family is going to get you until you get to the city of refuge. And, brother, if you don't make it to the city of refuge,
it's a wrap.
I could take you out.
It's a wrap.
That's the law.
So I ain't telling y'all no tale. That's how we do it. We're going to give you a fighting chance, but you better get there. Because the whole family coming off you.
Imagine somebody strangling your sister and killing your nephews and nieces. Immediately, somebody in your family going out to find a dude that did it. And if he don't reach the city of refuge, trust me, your man's in trouble. at least back in the day. They call that street justice today. You know, they call that street justice. But that's ancient justice.
That's right
blood,
justice.
Life for life.
You ain't got to worry about feeding them. You ain't got to worry about watching TV. You can't worry about none of that.
And that same thing with the Most High say, he said, "Vengeance is mine," right?
Exactly.
So the people that put their hands on us and abuse us and kill us and slay us, guess what? They got to deal with our avenger of blood. And who was our avenger of blood?
Abba.
The Most High. That's why he said he's going to set up a feast in the mountains where the animals going to come, right? Let me get that part.
That's the way it is,
isn't it? Yeah. These people hunt animals down, put animals on extinction lists, put heads on their walls for trophy, not for a sustenance, not for maintenance, not for sacredness, but you just going out hunting and putting a trophy on your wall.
Yeah.
That's how
the lions and the tigers. Oh, man. They said, man, there's a feast in Israel. Yeah, yeah.
He said, "Son of man, this is what Sovereign Yah says. Call out to every kind of bird. And you know every kind of bird, when they hear Yah voice, they're going to answer, right?
Right.
Not like us. He said, in all, how many? All the wild animals. Uh-oh.
Right.
Assemble and come together from all around to sacrifice I am preparing for you. So you wonder where Alfred Hitchcock got that movie, The Birds. I know you saw that movie,
mm-hmm.
that horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the scariest movies.
I just that love that movie.
That was
a scary movie.
But where do you think he got that concept? Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Every bird, it starts with the birds, right? That's why
right.
the movie was called what? The Birds.
The Birds.
How are you going to stop birds? They can fly. They can take off. You can't catch them.
Mm-hmm.
And it says all the wild animals. And you see their horror movies, how wild animals turn on them. Where are they getting
mm-hmm.
that from? They seeing these nightmares because he says assemble and come together from all around to the sacrifice I'm preparing for you. Now, we've been
mm-hmm.
sacrificing animals to Yah. Yah about to flip the script. The animals are going to sacrifice.
I'm going to give y'all a feast
yes.
to remember.
Not just a feast, but a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel. And they're there now
mm-hmm.
with their, you know, MiG jets and their troops and their tanks and all that. They're up in the mountains of Israel right now as we speak. He said,
right.
there, you will eat flesh and drink blood. What kind of blood? You will eat the flesh of mighty men, the warriors, yeah, the soldiers, the troops that's
mm-hmm.
in there trying to divide up mm-hmm. Yah's land, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth. As if they were rams and lambs, goats and
mm-hmm.
bulls, all of them
mm-hmm.
fattened animals from Bashan. At the sacrifice I'm preparing for you, you will eat fat till you are glutted and drink blood till you are drunk. At my table you will
mm-hmm.
eat, you're full of horses and riders, mighty men and soldiers of every kind, declares Yah. Anybody sitting in the land right now ain't got no business being in it. I will display
mm-hmm.
my glory among the nations. This hasn't happened yet. And all the
mm-hmm.
nations will see the punishment I will inflict and the hand I will lay on them. That sounds like your father coming to your defense or the
right.
one that's your avenger of blood putting his hands on the people that killed you.
Exactly.
It says from that day forward, the people of Israel, so we're going to be alive after all this go down, will know
right.
that I am Yah, the Elohim. And the nations will know that the people of Israel went into exile for their sin. Not because, like you said, y'all were superior and we was inferior.
Mm.
The reason
right.
we're here in this captivity is because we went against the Most High like everybody else does. And he wasn't supposed to do that. So he put us in y'all's hands. He said, because they were unfaithful to me, we more faithful to Jesus and Allah and Buddha than we are to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Unfaithful. So I hid my face from them and handed them over to their enemies. We think we're in the hands of our friends. Democracy, they're still calling you a black voter and shooting you down and giving us the corona first. And guess what? And they fell by the sword. They're still shooting us. We still shooting each other. And guess what? The Most High is dealing with us according to our uncleannesses and their offenses. And what does he do? When we're unclean and we commit offenses, he hides his face from us. Because we ain't looking for Yah anyway. We on our own. We don't even think there is a creator that we should be connected to. But we should be asking Yah, turn your face towards us so that we can have guidance from you.
Mm-hmm.
But we got our own agenda. We push Yah, put him on the back burner. And he puts us on the back burner. So he said, this is what Sovereign Yah says. I will restore the fortunes of Yaakov. Who going to restore the fortunes of Yaakov? We can't do it on our own. And he's going to have compassion. He's going to have compassion on who? He said, on all the people of Israel. So we think we holy, righteous. I'm wiser than you. I got more knowledge. I could spit better than you. He said he's going to have compassion on all of us. Even if you don't
ain't
have
nobody
compassion
special.
Right.
Ain't nobody
even if
special.
You don't like me. Even if you hate what I'm saying. I ain't worried about you. Yeah, I said he's going to have compassion on all of us, even you,
right.
for hating me. He
right.
said, I will be zealous for my holy name. That's the whole point. Because here we are, acting a fool, tearing each other down, and we don't realize that we're bringing Yah's name down because we're supposed to be this chosen people that Yah chose. So why are we acting so crazy? And why are we still being unfaithful to him and to each other? He
right.
said they will forget their shame because we're definitely in shame right now. and all the unfaithfulness they have shown towards me when they have lived in safety. So we go back to land, we're going to be safe no matter what's going on around us. People want to attack, y'all got it. I'm going to get them in their land with no one to make us afraid. We shouldn't be afraid now because all this is being played out. He told us to fear not. He said, when I brought them back, back from where? From the nations and gathered them from the countries of where? Their enemies. Yo, we're not in our frenemies. These people don't love us. I mean, all that we've done, all that we've sacrificed, all that we've given, we fought in every war that this nation has been in, and we're still looking for justice. And if we can't get it, we're talking about no justice, no peace. No, we still haven't had peace. Throwing brothers down in the street because they're outside. Y'all ain't throw them guys down at the state buildings when they was invading with their AK-47.
They ain't slaves.
They ain't even show up.
Yeah.
You're gonna throw a couple, about four, a group of four brothers down. You're going to throw them down because they not following social distancing rules.
Man, you out like that guy robbed a bank.
Worse. My Lord.
Man,
you keep putting your hands
you
on us. Yeah, I said I'm going to put my hands on y'all. That's what they don't understand. We got an avenger. And every nation that has put their hands on us, let's count them. Babylon, Assyria, Egypt, Media, are they still around? We don't even know who they are. We gotta go through the books and look up these people to see if they really existed. And trust me, y'all threw all of them down. And yes, they did exist. And what happened to them? They put their freaking hands on Israel, and they paid the ultimate price. They're not around no more. So this chapter says y'all got it coming.
They can't keep us in the outer prisons nor the inner prisons. They got to let us go.
Mosiah said, when I brought them back from the nations, Spain, Portugal, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Brazil, wherever we at, he said, I have gathered them from the countries of their enemies. I will be proved holy through them in the sight of many nations. Yeah, because only y'all could do this. We can't do it ourselves. We can't prove y'all holy. He's going to prove himself holy and that his word is true. And all the time you've been reading the scriptures, y'all been looking at the wrong people. Or maybe you have been looking at the right people, but you're not doing them right. He said, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind. We talk about a remnant, a small remnant. No, y'all ain't leaving none of us behind. We ain't got to worry about that. He said, I will no longer hide my face from them. Are you ready to meet the Most High face to face? How many of us are ready for that? Is that even on our mind? I know I'm trying to get ready to meet y'all face to face because I know what the prophets went through, and it was a humbling experience, was it?
Truth be told.
For I will pour out my spirit on the people of Israel. That's going to be a beautiful thing. Declare sovereign Yah. When Yah pours his spirit out upon us, and we don't even understand what that means. That means it's going to be like Moses and Joshua and Shimshon and King David, because he poured his spirit out on them, and they were exceptional human beings.
Right. We don't have any idea what that means right now.
Nope. Not at all. But,
well, brother, we have
lovely
Imahadora. Now, I was going to ask Imahadora something before I brought her on. Oh, no, I just wanted to make mention to her before I bring on. We knew she was moving yesterday, so we didn't count that against her. So we'd like to know how the moving went before she get busy doing the Most High work. So, Imahadora, may the Most High bless you, love. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, Ima. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless the both of you, my dear hearts. Ooh, you just all snuggled up in my heart and just won't go away. Praise the Most High.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Most High, y'all, in which I who I truly love and I trust with all of my heart, soul, and might. And I just want to say hallelujah. All praise to him, for he's truly worthy. My moving was going along. It's kind of hectic, but it's getting there. We're getting there. It's one day at a time, and that's what I do. I take it one day at a time, baby.
Yes,
and thankful for every day that the Almighty gives me. I truly
do. You like the new spot, Ima? Your new spot, you like it?
I love it. I love it. I tell you, I fell asleep the other night because I was in so much pain, and I had bought this big recliner chair. It's about the size of a twin bed. And I couldn't get back to my bed, so I had opened. It was one of those kind of evenings where I opened the patio door where I could look straight out into the woods. And opened that door, and I forgot that I had it open, and I fell asleep, and I woke up. It was 6 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
And it was just so peaceful. Did nobody come in the door? It was none of that. It was just beautiful. I love my new place. One of the reasons, because it's all on one level, I don't have to go up and down those steps anymore, because it's kind of hard for me to get around here lately. But, hey, I'm still here. And
yes, ma'am.
That's a word.
Yes, ma'am.
My legs might be hindered, but my mouth is not hindered. That's
get busy. Get
Hallelujah.
To work.
Okay.
Get busy. Get to work. Send them out.
You know, it's interesting how the adversary got the whole world fooled. And Yah gave his only begotten Son for the sacrifice. But the word tells us differently here, doesn't it? Yah said his sacrifice is going to consist of what? All the mighty men of these great nations, all the wild. He's going to, and he's setting up the sacrifice for whom? Not for the people, but for the wild beasts and every prey that Yah have created. You see? So, you know, we get the true story. It's kind of different somewhat than a lie. Wouldn't you think so? Yah does not play. Not at all. Yah has never offered to offer his son. As a matter of fact, it says just the opposite. In Jeremiah, Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the Almighty never said he sacrificed his son. He said he sacrificed people for his son, Israel. And that's what we as a people don't understand either. And I just want that right quick so we don't get it wrong. In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, in the 4th verse, of 3rd and 4th verse, "For I am Yahuwah, your God, Israel, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior." Okay? So just as Yah said, he's our Savior, as he said before that, "I'll be your king." Israel rejected Yah. They didn't want him for their king. The same thing today. Yah said, "I'm your Savior." We reject our Savior for the Savior that the Greeks gave us of these other nations. "I gave Egypt for your ransom." This is how much Yah loves you, Israel. "Ethiopia and Seba for you. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore, will I give men for you and people for your life." That don't sound like he so loved the world he gave his only begotten son, does it?
Just the opposite.
Yes, sir. So, you know, and the Almighty's telling us now in Ezekiel 39 chapter, he's going to give these other nations. He's telling you they're in. And it's not anything nice. You know, have you ever seen a lion attack a man or a chimpanzee attack a man? The damage of birds attack a man? Or let's say a hornet or a mosquito or a fire ant attack a man? When Yah brings out his army, I'm telling you, it's nothing nice. It is nothing nice. And he even said that he's going to bring his army up from the other side of the heaven. Well, we saw in the first chapter of Ezekiel what that army might look like. Who's ready for that?
Nobody. And you're lying if you say you are.
And I love verse 7. "I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people." and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore as we continue to do daily on Fool's Book. Every day we out there profaning the name of Yah. And have the audacity to have his name incorporated in all these Hebrew names we surname ourselves with.
He tells you what his name is in his chapter, in his 7th verse.
Pardon?
The Most High tells you what his name is in the 7th verse of his chapter, what he's called. I'll read it for you. He says, I will make known my holy name among my people Israel. They will no longer let my holy name be profaned, and the nations will know that I, Yah, it says the Lord, and our people think the Lord is talking about Jesus, but it says that I, Yah, am what? The Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
The Holy One of Israel. You never see that title in the New Testament.
Never. Never. And yet it's still they convince us that we're wrong. And you know what's interesting is that I don't know if any of you have ever heard of the Gideon Bible.
Yes.
Do you know the Gideon Bible has got Yah's name all through it?
Esau wrote that book.
Well, it's got his, like Isaiah 12 chapter, 2nd verse. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength. And it's also in Psalm 68:4. It's also in Isaiah the 25th chapter, and it says it spells Yah, Y-A-H.
We say it every time we say
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah means praise. Yah is his name. Praise
Blessed
Yah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and finally, what I find interesting, Brother Youngson, you spoke earlier about how Israel, we want to go up there and take up pistols and tell them we're going to fight this heathen. And what they're doing, these leaders, is telling our people those things and setting them up for a massacre. Because where we got a bullet and maybe, I mean, a gun and 12 bullets, they got a manufacturer that manufactured all of it, you see. And they got just as many fools out there ready to use it. But interesting, what I find interesting is that in one breath we talk about how we're going to take care of the heathen, and as soon as you begin to speak about the judgments that Yah that are written, that Yah said he's going to execute against these nations, the first thing out of our mouth in the same breath that we just got through talking about, well, all we're going to do to the heathen, the next breath is, well, you know, God loves everybody.
Huh?
You start asking, what did that say? Y'all say, you ain't got to worry about it. Y'all's going to handle all of this.
You know what he said?
Vengeance is his. It belongs to him. And he's got, only thing he told us what to do. And that we don't want to do. The very thing that he told us not to do, he's got it. That's when we want to step up to the plate. But the minute you begin to talk about what it does says, Yah, what he's going to do to these other nations, the first thing out of my mouth, well, you know, God loves everybody. He's no respecter of people, a person.
Huh? Well, it's definitely not reading this chapter, because this chapter.
They ain't reading anything, Murray.
They spelled in this chapter out trilly. Yah is not holding no punches. He said, y'all are in the land of what? Your friends?
Your enemies.
People that love you? We can't say that at Arama. These people are not our enemies, although they're trying to take your body parts. Or they trying to lock you down in prison. Although they trying to limit how many births you got and tell you to commit abortions and things of that nature, telling you to get away from your culture and become LGBTQ. Of course, they love you. Sure they do.
They tell you all the wrong things. Anybody tell you all the wrong things can't be your friend. Come on now.
Well, you know, I you know, they always, another thing that people always love to run to where the ones that are supposedly conscious, they love to run to the chapter in the new book where it says he only came for the lost sheep of Israel. And I said, well, he told you the truth. He only came to make sure that you keep your back turned to your God. Have you followed him? But reject the word of your God.
And how much faith you have in the Most High Yah, if you got to run to the store and get an AK-47 with limited ammunition, when he says, when you say, no weapon formed against me shall prevail. Do you really believe
Absolutely.
That? No one against you shall prevail, and you should have trust in Yah. Because how did Yah save Israel? He saved Israel with two staffs, Aaron's staff and Moses' staff, two sticks. And that two sticks is going to come back into play with Ephraim and with Judah, the two sticks. That's the sign you're looking for, because any two sticks given by Yah is more powerful than any weapon that man has created.
And
to
you
be
know,
told.
Forrest Sim talks about the employment. Israel is going to be an employee for the first time, employer, because they're going to employ these other nations to help bury all these bones that y'all going to be left behind.
What kind of destruction is that? When he scattered people bones all over the land, you got to look to find them. My God.
You got what he said? Search parties looking for you.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody right.
7 months.
In the 14th verse, he said continual.
Yeah,
employment.
7 months. 7 months.
So,
24/7.
You're going to be an employer of all nations.
And think about it. It's just the opposite of what they do. They dig up the bones of ancient kings, sacred grounds. No, we're going to be putting y'all's bones away. Ain't nobody going to be putting your bones in no museum. Y'all bones going to be underground to clean the land up. You see how unclean bones are? You digging bones up and putting them in the museum on display. That's unclean. That's disrespectful. We say rest in peace. But you digging up King Tut's bones? What's the matter with you? Ain't nobody digging up George Washington's bones. Or King Henry, or King George, or King Edward's bone.
I was just going to say that, Maureen, what's more revealing about that, they have gone into every man's land with the same disrespect. But how many other nations have gone into Europe or America and done that?
And you know why they do that? Because those men that they dig up are not Europeans. If they were Europeans, they would leave them alone because it's sacred ground to them. But because they're Hamites, black men, put them on display. You want to see how they mummify. No, that's total disrespect, my man. And maybe the curses will come upon you because you're touching unclean bones. You're supposed to bury bones when you find them, not dig them up and put them on display.
And it's more so because they're the bones of the Son of the Most High God. When they go and they're looking for all these bones,
that's what I want
to
know.
They show no respect to the word, to the Most High. And if we look past that, we're seeing this adversarial spirit that's in opposition to Yah. And the adversarial spirits have children, have nations here as well that's fighting against the children of Yah. The children of darkness is fighting against the children of light.
Truth be
but
told.
But you know, when you think about it, help me with this, Maureen and Yantu. When you think about it, this goes much deeper than we can ever imagine. In Genesis, the Almighty, this plan was already in effect. When the Almighty told Abraham that your seed is going to be in a strange land and they're going to treat them cruelly for 400 years, Isaiah 53rd chapter tells you how that cruelty is going to be. When we look upon him, we esteem him not. We find nothing about him that we should that is pleasing to our eyes. But why? What's so important about that? The deeper part of that message is Yah has already chosen a people to suffer. They hadn't done anything because they weren't even born. They didn't even thought of at that point. Abraham didn't have any children, Ishmael included. But yet Yah told him he was bringing forth a people to suffer. And guess what? That people, not only would they suffer outside of man, they would suffer throughout the whole globe. So wherever Israel went, guess what? Everybody didn't drop their seed in us, and we have dropped our seed in everybody. So when the Almighty gets ready to gather Israel, he scattered Israel of all creation back to him. It's interesting. When you really think about how deep this thing really is, you see. So that's why the Almighty, we were given a task, an assignment to do even before we entered into our mother's womb. We were destined to suffer. And we were destined to bear all the sins of all the other nations. And that's why the Almighty said, you are my witness. We were destined to bear the unrighteousness in the earth so the other nations can look upon. And so when Yah get ready to pass his judgment, to cleanse this nation of all of its unrighteousness, as well as these other gods, these other gods are still in alignment with the Almighty. He's going to take care of them too. And when we really get into the Word of God and really give thought to what is really going on, it's both beautiful, poignant, and sad as well. And as you always say, Marae, we got a glorious end. You know, have you ever seen the series Mission Impossible? Yah sent us on the Mission Impossible. As Ezekiel, when he was shown, can his bones live, son of man? Only you know, Yah. Because the mission we were sent on, we went incognito. Ain't nobody recognize us. But at the end of the mission, what would happen? They'd clean themselves up and get their little briefcase and get on out of Dodge, wouldn't they? After this mission, Yah going to clean us up. And hey, put us back on in our land on his holy mountain, and we're going to rule the earth.
Sounds impossible.
Say that again, Moet.
I said that sounds impossible.
It sounds impossible. If it was anything else, it wouldn't be to the glory of Yah.
There you go. Yah does
Yah
the impossible.
Yah makes the possible happen out of the impossible.
That's what he does. That's his M.O.
You see, our future is so glorious. That's why we should be rejoicing today. If we knew our history, we would be rejoicing because we know Yah said 400 years, and after 400 years for all of our people, and then what? We've already done that. But look what's happening. The evidence speaks for itself. 400 years and a virus coming along and shut down the whole globe. And what makes this virus different than any other virus, they've had all kind of pandemics throughout time. But never have they had one to shut down the whole earth. And the other ones took millions, killed millions, hundreds of millions of people. This one haven't even killed a million, and yet the whole earth is in total disarray. So Yah is revealing his hand. This chapter is deep, and I encourage all in the listening audience, research it. And keep this in mind when you're reading it. Those that bless Israel shall be blessed. Those that have cursed him and continue to curse him, Yah going to deal with you. And
to
just as we didn't escape the hands of a living God, neither will you.
Ain't that the truth?
And know this. Know this for a fact. When you look up on this black man, woman, child, nigger, Kohen, coon, what, porch monkey, whatever you want to call it, or her, you're looking up on the Son of a living God. We're the living, walking testimony of the words of a living God. So when you point your finger at Yah's Son, this Israelite, this who has become, and I want you to hear me good. This Israelite who has become a byword throughout the earth. He's incognito right now, but now he's beginning to come up out of the grave. This is the Son, the true Mashiach, the true Son of the Most High God, the nation of Israel.
We all coming out the grave, truth be told.
We all coming up out of the grave.
They try to emulate it
on TV with the Walking Dead.
Right.
We ain't going to be looking like no skeletons. We look like that while we was dying, while we was in the grave. We're going to come up with flesh and color and liveliness.
Truth be told, Ima. Truth be told.
They trying their best to suppress that, that's for sure. But you could look up these names that's in this chapter. Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal. All you got to do is do a little research because they up in there. Where they at now, we got to find out who they are. But what I like is the fact that the Most High says, then I will strike your bow from your left hand and make your arrows drop from your right hand. You know, he broke both of Pharaoh's arms, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He had to break Pharaoh's arms. I'm going to break your left arm and your right arm. But Gog Magog, all I can do is got to take the weapons out your hand because that's how y'all live. Y'all can't fight that man to man. Y'all need your weapons. And when I drop that out your hand, I'm going to drag you from, what do you say? I will bring you from the far north and send you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will strike your boat from your left hand and drop your arrows from your right
hand. You said a mouthful there. Just like that young brother Jock in Georgia. I saw the young brother jacking, and they couldn't fight him with their hand. They couldn't fight that mighty man. They had to shoot him. That young brother wasn't going.
I bet you he would have chased all of them if they didn't have no weapons. All three of them or two of them, both of them. He would have chased them.
True be told.
As long as they got weapons, that's their confidence.
I'm going to show you the power of Yah, and I'm getting close to my 80. But, you know, it took 6 policemen to pull me out the car. You know? 6.
Ima, I knew there was something I liked about you when I met you. Ima, I knew there was something I liked about you when I met you.
I'm a mess. That's what I am.
Well,
no, Eva, kind recognize they kind.
we wonder why they shoot our women too, but our women got some warrior in them too, you know. And they know.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you this, Ray. It was the sisters that brought our people through the Jim Crow era. The sisters brought our people through slavery. Many times they went and failed, you know, to save their husbands and their children. Many times they took those whips on the back. Many times Harriet Tubman, a perfect example, is the one that led our people in freedom. to freedom. Many a time he stood in the face of the master and, hey, you know, and was killed for it. So, but because we've been taught this lopsided history to keep us at one another's throat, and we oblige him every step of the way. You know, the old saying goes, a man that don't know his history is doomed to repeat it. Or a man that don't know his history is like a tree without roots. Anything can come along and pop it because it has nothing to keep it stationary. The same thing. We got to let go of what our enemy has taught us. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to be long. I just want to say this right quick. If we give salt, just common sense, if we just give salt, our enemy went thousands of miles over perilous water to kidnap our people and lock them down under the most inhumane conditions ever known to man. To take them, and along the way, taking them back to the lands of their captivity, made them into shark bait, raped them, sodomized them, did everything under the sun to them. Then brought them to the land of their captivity and reduced them to being, and even put it in writing, reduced them to being something less than a man, less than human. And this is the one that told you, he given you a God that's going to save you?
Your enemy gonna give you a God. He's gonna look after your best interests. Then that when you stand up to reason. Come on now.
Strip you of all your identity. Strip you of your tongue. If our people were cold speaking in their native tongue to one another, that was grounds for a severe beating or a killing, according to their records.
I'll tell you this, Steve. His God hasn't saved us from him.
No, but hey, our God can't save him from our God.
Truth be told.
His God cannot save them.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither can it save Israel.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Imadora and Cottrell. Got to get ready to get out of here. Cartier, you got a nice song for us, brother?
Yeah. I'll read the 148th Psalm. So we see the order of creation. See where we stand in the order of creation. Where do we stand in the order of creation?
Okay.
Let's find out. Psalms 148.
Listen up, listeners.
Give me 1 second.
Hey, man, can you hurry up just like you told me yesterday?
I got you. I'm right here. Wait on it. It will
hey, Contrary, hold on before you get started. You know, yeah, you jazzed me yesterday, but I'm going to tell you like we say in the hood, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, is it? We talk about the rabbits in Israel. In the mountain of Israel, it's going to be a whole lot of rabbits. So in this case, as far as you concerned, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, is it? Uh-huh.
So, I know who won the race, and it wasn't the rabbit. It was the turtle.
Ema, you hear it? You hear him, Ema? Go ahead.
I hear
him.
Rabbit didn't win the race. The rabbit didn't win the race, even though he had a gun. It was a turtle. Slow and steady, baby. Slow and steady. With protection on my back.
You real snazzy, man. Read the Most High Word. You just real snazzy today. Go ahead.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heaven, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yah, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which none shall pass. Praise Yah from the earth. Here we are on earth. Ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy winds, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yah. Oh, we got to be told to praise the name of Yah when everything else is doing it automatically. Kings and peoples and princes and judges and young men and maidens and children and old men got to be told to praise Yah. We shouldn't be, have to be told that. We shouldn't be last on this list. We should be first when we first came down to earth.
True.
Let them praise Yah, the name of Yah. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people. I wonder who that is. The praise of all his saints. Who could that be? Oh, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yah loves us, and we don't even realize it.
Truth be told. Well, Ima Adora, love, I want to thank you very much for your work you put in for the Most High. I want to thank you, Katria, for the work you put in for the Most High. I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. And not because this is a fun thing. This is something serious. That we're serious. I mean, you must understand our camaraderie. We're just soldiers in war. And under this stress, we have to love on one another. We have to encourage and motivate. We have to have some form of camaraderie. Don't take it. Don't get it twisted. That we're not serious about what we're saying. We're deadly serious. But we've been under this battle for 400 years and counting, and it's become stressful, so we try to make light of some things to encourage each other, to push each other along, to love on each other, and that's what we should be doing. Ima Adora, any closing remarks?
Yes, I want to just say, go up a couple of verses before Psalms 148 and touch on Psalms 147. The last two verses.
Be our guest,
he showed, okay, they always say JC was the word in the flesh. Well, let's see what did Yah say. He showeth his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any other nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. Israel is the one that have known the judgments of Yah. And Israel was shown, every, as it states in Deuteronomy, the secret thing belongeth unto Yah, but the revealed things belong to his people. We are the people of Yah. We are the children of Israel, brothers and sisters. And we have to return back to our God. He's, every day is being read to you over and over and over again. Humble ourselves, turn from our wickedness, repent, and return back to our God. And for the nations, as the Almighty's hand is being revealed and his people being revealed, it's for you to bless Israel. And if you see Israel in need, then it's for you to begin to come and stand and aid him, the real, your true Messiah. You see, as it is said in the word, in that day, they will run fast and catch hold to the skirt of Yah, of one that is called Yehuda, and say, let us go with you, for surely your God is with you. So Yehuda is coming to you today on behalf of all of the people of Israel. See, Israel, bless us, and you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Give it all praise. Brother Yansu, I pray that God continue to be with you and as well as all of Israel, far and near. I pray that he get us through this madness and protect us, put his loving arms of protection around us. And I pray that Israel, you open your eyes, your ears, and your heart, and receive the word of Yah, and know that he loves you, but it's time that you begin to love him too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Cartrell, my brother and friend, your closing remarks.
Yes, I concur with everything that Ima said. and I stamp it with the stamp of approval. But I also like to give a shout out to Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump. This chapter is for y'all, man. This chapter is for y'all. Y'all is just as clear. He giving y'all warning, Vladimir, Benjamin, Donald. I would definitely take heed, because you see what he did to us. And what he's describing in this chapter,
and he
I
loves us.
Some of my worst enemies, bro. I wouldn't want some of my worst enemies. And y'all are my worst enemies. But y'all is going to put this on y'all. He's going to lay hands on y'all because y'all been laying hands on his people. Stop it. Stop doing it. Stop lying to yourselves, because this chapter is deadly right here. We're going to be looking for your bones and burying them for 7 months. Oh, Lord have mercy, please.
To be told. Well, I concur with Ema Hodora. I concur with Cottrell. And I definitely is on the side of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, let me tell you something, listeners, before we go. I don't care if they got you locked up in prison. I don't care if they got you locked up in the LGBTQ. I don't care if they got you locked up in prostitution. I don't care if they got you locked up in drugs. I don't care if they got you locked up in alcoholism. I don't care if they got you a grown boy slash monster, a grown girl slash monster. You all of us. But you need to get it right. We ain't going to leave you. Believe you me. When the Most High come for us, we ain't going to leave you, but you got to get some get right, okay? That being said, listeners, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show, my lovely Ema Hodora from St. Louis, Missouri, and my dear brother from New York City,
all on house arrest.
Yeah, we all know that. Some of us are inside the prison. We are we in parole. You guys locked up in prison. Y'all just locked up. We still prisoners. Don't get it twisted. Don't think we nothing better than y'all is. We just parole prisoners. Y'all locked down. But when it go down, we ain't going to forget y'all. We going to make sure. Just y'all stay right with the Creator. Stay right with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Stay right with Him. When things go down, we ain't going to leave y'all languishing, okay? All right. That being said, listeners, you've been listening. What's that, Cottrell?
Got to use wisdom in these times, man. Use wisdom.
Exactly. Amen, brother. That being said, listeners, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you. Let your steps be directed and ordered, and lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get it out of here. But I'm going to tell you one thing before you go. King David, your king, my king, knew his thinker was broken. Only thing you got to do, brother, is simple. Turn and face the Most High in the east. Turn to our land in the east. Raise your hand up in supplication and prayer. Pray to the Most High. I said, Most High, my thinker been working on me. It ain't been working for me. Please give me a new thinker that love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Teach me to love you. Teach me to be humble. Teach me to be obedient. And love my neighbor as myself. I got to love my brothers, even though my sister, even though they're whores and they're junkies and they're locked up and they're locked down, the LGBTQ and anything else. They ours, whether you like it or not. And they need to get some get right too. I'm not no better than them. They're not no better than me. Because the Most High is coming for all of us if you got some got right. Listeners, get you a new thinker. Let the Most High infuse you with a new spirit. That's the only way you're going to get it. And you're going to have to be humble. You're going to have to stop walking around all half-a-looting. Thank you the best thing since sliced bread, because you are. Yeah, I'm better than my brother. I'm better than my sister. No, you ain't. You lied to yourself. You ain't better than any one of us. All of us been skanked. The Most High going to clean us up. We just been skanked, all of us. Truth be told. And am I lying, Cottrell?
Not at all. The Most High ain't
clean. Am I lying, Ema Hodora?
You right on the money.
Okay, then. That being said, listeners, we love y'all. Let it be water under the bridge. We love y'all. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. Good night.
Shalom.
Somebody told me get over it. It's like water under bridges that have already already burned. They say it gets better, it gets easier. The memories start to fade, and sad songs that always play you start to hate. Do you remember the days we used to spend? Memory so strong it keeps me from moving on. If I could go back, I'd take our worst days. Even our worst days are better than loneliness. Somebody told me get over it. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. Days we used to spend, memory so strong it keeps me from moving on. If I could go back, I'd take our worst days, and our worst days are better than loneliness. Somebody told get over it. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. They say, they say, they say, it's like water under bridges that have already burned.